diminishes the movement of your spirit within me. Amen. The medieval Franciscan theologian and philosopher Duns Scotus talked about hasticity. And the translation from the medieval Latin is thisness, or you-ness, that which is unique to all of God's creation, that which is unique to each one of us, that which is unique to each blade of grass, that which is unique to everything that God has created, thisness. I am of the belief that when we are created, God gives us, we all have two names. The name that we are given, our Christian name, and the name that God gives us when we are created. That name that creates our uniqueness, that name which is our you-ness. Scotus goes on to say that the quest for the spiritual life is the process of finding out and discovering who we really are, who God created us to be, and what it is that God wants us to do. God gave us two commandments, and it's pretty easy. One is love God with everything you've got, and the other one is love your neighbor as yourself. I sometimes think, love yourself as you love your neighbor. Because what we do tend to do, I think, in this quest to find out who we really are, to discover our thisness, is we get too lost on who we think we are, on who we're told to be, on who we think we need to be, to give into the pressures of this, that, or the other thing. And it becomes harder and harder for us to discover ourselves and to grow spiritually and to discover our own sacred identity. The lesson that we read out in the garden makes me smile because there's a piece of it that we don't pay much attention to, and that's the opening lines. Go into the village, find a colt that hasn't been ridden, untie it, and bring it here. Now, they use the word colt. I like to think of it as a donkey, but whatever. But you see, I think the donkey, the colt, is the hero in that piece. He couldn't talk. He couldn't sing the praises and say, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But he had something that nobody else had. He was closer to Jesus in that moment than anybody else there. For he carried on his back Jesus. That's getting pretty close. See, he didn't pretend to be, he didn't think he was anything other than what he is. And he was summoned. And you see, as we go through Holy Week, we're all summoned to find and renew our own sacred identity, our own relationship with Jesus. Jesus didn't just command us to love. He commanded us to do love. And there are so many examples as we go through the week of Jesus doing love for us. Whether it be walking into Jerusalem, whether it be praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, whether it be his being denied three times by Peter, whether it be at the Last Supper, whether it be on Good Friday and the crucifixion, whether it be in the empty tomb or on the road to Emmaus, we are all summoned if we're willing to hear the name that God gave us, if we're willing to live into our thisness, if we're willing to be the unique individual that God created us to be. So as we go through the week, take time and pause. Because if you're going to be summoned like the donkey was summoned, you're going to be summoned by the name that God gave you. And if you're focused on all the distractions, you won't hear it. Because God whispers that name softly. And he will do it all week long. So relax, listen carefully for God to call your name. Amen.